Jeremy Christensen, head coach for Boyer Valley. Coach, first of all, thanks for the time. Let's look back on this past Friday, returning to the area there with Stanton, Essex. You guys, kind of held them at bay there for a while and then broke away. What were your overall thoughts on kind of how the game went?
Obviously the game went well. Our defense played well, minus a few hiccups there in the third quarter. We're up, I think it was 20-0 at half. Our offense sputtered there for a while, and then kind of picked up some steam in that third quarter, and we got out of there with a victory, and I think everybody's healthy, so that's always a good day.
I know. I believe, and I can delete this if this isn't true. But like Brody didn't play right this past Friday. Okay,
Nope,
so
didn't play.
you. I mean, you guys are probably trying to find your way through without him. So tell me a little bit about what you saw, and what you guys were able to find out about your offense, without a key piece like that.
Jericho Ingram stepped up a quarterback for us. He rushed for right at just under 100 yards, I believe. He managed the game very well for us. We relied on our guys up front heavily to make sure we were trying to control the line of scrimmage. And between Jericho and Levi, we rushed very well. And our defense definitely set the tone for us. We had short fields most of the night. And like I said, minus a few issues there in the third quarter. Where sometimes a taller kid just outjumps a shorter kid, it's just the way it goes, and I think everything went well.
Yeah, defensively, not just to the Stanton Essex game, but it just seems like your guys are pretty, tough and physical. And I guess tell me, what are you liking about, these first 5 weeks, first six game, first 6 weeks, I guess, when it comes to your defense?
I think our defense, what we like about it is that they're very aggressive, physical point of contact. I feel like we're tackling well at this point in time, and everybody's playing assignment football, being in the right position, in pre-snap situations, and that makes it a little bit easier for you. Obviously, there's times that you're going to find yourself in the wrong spot, and we just make the adjustment and make it a one-play problem, not a four-play problem, and try to move on and get the ball back as fast as we can. And that's one thing we had. I think we had three interceptions Friday night, which was nice to get the ball back on those turnovers and finally win a turnover battle.
Great. Looking ahead now here to week six, I guess, first of all, what are the things that you feel you guys can take from, week five and maybe what you learned about your offense and into this one?
We've got to work on some fine-tuning of things. There's no doubt about that. We got to be more efficient in the pass game. East Mills presents an issue just because they run the virtually the same defense I think as Stanton did, and so I think we got to make some adjustments there. And they're physical, they're fast, and they're going to put us in conflict, and we got to be able to rise to the occasion.
Yeah, East Mills, what are some other things that you've noticed about them? I know it's still pretty early in the scouting process, but I'm sure you're familiar with kind of what they do.
East Mills years back would always just sling the ball over the place and screen the heck out of you. And this team looks like they're going to come right at you and punch you in the mouth. Looks like a heavy run game is coming our way. And so we've definitely got to be able to control the gaps and make sure we're in the right position and minimize 32 and 87 in the run game and deal with the pass game as it comes.
Yeah. For you, what else is important in this game, do you think, specific to East Mills?
Specific to East Mills, I think this comes down to a turnover battle. Both teams look to create turnovers, which every defense does. But our issues this year have been when we are deficient in the turnover category, and so we got to make sure we're on the plus side of that. And when you look at statistics, it's kind of the same for them. And so I think whichever defense creates the most havoc, so to speak, we'll end up with a W.
Once again, Jeremy Christensen, head coach, Boyer Valley. Coach, thanks for the time. We appreciate it. I wish you the best this week.
Thank you.